Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Tuesday, March 16th. We'll tell you why some major European nations are pausing the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine for now. That's not one available here in the U.S., but it could be in the future. Also, new findings from the FBI about last year's Christmas Day bombing in Nashville. We'll explain. Plus, should you run a background check before going on a date? How Tinder may help you do it. And we'll share the history-making nominations for this year's Oscars. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There are some new safety concerns surrounding a COVID-19 vaccine overseas, and now four of Europe's largest countries have stopped giving it out, at least for now. Germany, France, Spain, and Italy are the latest to pull the AstraZeneca shots. Denmark, Norway, Ireland, and a few others already pressed pause on this type of vaccine. The countries want to take another look at the shot's safety, since a few dozen people who got one ended up getting dangerous blood clots afterwards. That said, AstraZeneca and international regulators say there's no evidence the vaccine actually caused those clots. The vaccine maker says in all, there have been 37 reports of blood clots out of more than 17 million people who received the shot in Europe. So the company says it's likely a coincidence. The World Health Organization and European Medicines Agency are still recommending this shot, saying the benefits of getting it outweigh the risks of side effects. And it's still being given out in places like Canada and Britain. To be clear, the AstraZeneca vaccine is not authorized or available here in the U.S., though AstraZeneca has been planning to apply for authorization from the FDA in the next few weeks, so we'll keep you updated. A few more big developments when it comes to vaccines here in the U.S. First up, starting today, all adults who live in Mississippi can now sign up for a COVID-19 vaccine. It's now the second state to open up vaccine appointments to everyone who lives there that is 16 and older. Last week, Alaska became the first state to do this. Elsewhere, states are expanding eligibility bit by bit, and President Biden has called on states to get everyone on the list by the start of May. Meanwhile, the White House is reportedly preparing to launch a national public relations campaign meant to encourage Americans who are not sure about vaccines right now to go ahead and get those shots. A Biden administration official told Stat News they're focused on those who are most likely to be skeptical, like young people, people of color, and conservatives. The ads will start showing up in the next few weeks on TV, radio, and digital platforms. The White House and Congress set aside more than $1.5 billion for that effort. Also, Facebook is now working to help clear up any confusion about where and how to get vaccinated. The tech giant launched a new tool in its COVID Information Center that shows users a map of places nearby that offer a vaccine and gives them a link to book their appointment. Facebook is using its platform WhatsApp as well to get people booked for vaccines. Well, there's some of the most serious charges to come out of the Capitol invasion in January. This week, two men were arrested and charged with assaulting the Capitol police officer who died the day of the riot. The FBI says people were able to identify Julian Cater and George Tanyos from surveillance video and police body camera footage. In those videos, it appears they used a chemical bear spray on Capitol police, including Officer Brian Sicknick, who later collapsed and then died at the hospital. Investigators still have not said if the bear spray caused his death, but other officers who were sprayed say they had injuries from it that lasted for weeks, and they said it was clearly stronger than pepper spray. Again, the two men arrested this week were charged with assault, not murder, but if they are found guilty, they could still face up to 20 years in prison. And the riot investigation is far from over. Authorities say nearly 140 officers were assaulted at the U.S. Capitol. Many were punched, choked, dragged downstairs, and beaten with their own riot shields. So far, 40 people are charged with those assaults. But overall, more than 300 people are facing some kind of criminal charge that relates to the Capitol invasion. Authorities have described this as one of the largest investigations in American history. The FBI has now wrapped up an investigation into last year's Christmas Day bombing in Nashville, Tennessee, and investigators decided it was not an act of terrorism. Instead, they say the bomber, Anthony Warner, just wanted to end his own life, and he was motivated by paranoia and eccentric conspiracy theories, but not motivated by social or political ideology, which is essentially how the FBI defines domestic terrorism. Remember, this past Christmas, Warner parked his RV in downtown Nashville with a bomb inside. He set off an explosion that not only killed him, but also hurt three other people, destroyed a building, and damaged dozens more. Before the bomb went off, a recorded announcement played, warning anyone in the area to evacuate. So now the FBI says it's clear Warner did want the explosion to have an impact, but he did not want people to get hurt. Investigators also say he acted alone. They combed through thousands of tips and did hundreds of interviews in the last few months. Even now, the explosion site in Nashville is off limits, and businesses still have many more weeks, if not months, of repairs ahead before they can start reopening. Well, new data shows fewer people are trying to quit smoking these days. Last year, there was nearly a 30% drop in calls to hotlines that help people quit. At the same time, cigarette sales went up in the U.S. for the first time in 5 years. Officials blame the pandemic. They believe stress, anxiety, depression, and isolation during the pandemic has people reaching for anything that might help them cope. Health experts are especially concerned about this right now because smoking can make symptoms of COVID-19 worse. A Cleveland Clinic study found heavy smokers are more than twice as likely to be hospitalized or die from COVID-19 compared to people who have never smoked. So several health organizations are reminding people of the available resources that could help. 1-800-QUIT-NOW is a national portal that directs callers to their local helplines. All right, we have much more news coming up. But first, this episode of The Newsworthy is presented by America's leading beverage companies who are working together to reduce plastic waste in our environment. Not all plastic is the same. America's beverage companies are carefully designing 100% recyclable plastic bottles, including the caps. Their bottles are made to be remade, and they're investing in community recycling programs to help get more bottles back so they can be turned into material used to make new bottles. And that completes the circle and reduces plastic waste. Please help get every bottle back. Learn more at everybottleback.org. Again, that's everybottleback.org. Okay, now back to the news. Tinder will soon let you run a background check on a potential date. Match Group, which owns the dating app, invested in the nonprofit background check platform Garbo for this. Garbo only needs a first name and a phone number or a first and last name. Then it's able to pull up things like arrest records, convictions, restraining orders, and other legal documents that report abuse, harassment, and other violent crimes. The idea is this will let people vet their Tinder matches before they actually meet them in person. The feature will not be totally free. No word yet on how much it could cost, but Match Group says it wants to make it affordable to most users. The Verge reports the new in-app background checks will be tested in the coming months and will be widely available later this year. It's set to be integrated into the Tinder app first, but later it could expand to other Match Group dating apps like OkCupid, Hinge, and Match. Catholic churches around the world are getting some new clarification about how they're supposed to handle LGBTQ members of their faith. The Vatican officially told churches they could welcome and endorse gay people, but not their relationships. As for its reasoning, the Vatican says gay people must be treated with dignity and respect, but the position is still that marriage is really intended to create new life. And since same-sex couples can't biologically make babies, their unions should not be recognized. The AP says the new statement was likely in response to a German church that's been reaching out to gay Catholics recently. At this point, it's not clear how churches will respond. Some LGBTQ advocates are calling the Vatican's new document hate speech that can turn into discrimination around the world. Others predict some churches will likely just ignore the Vatican's position. To be continued. The Academy Awards are making history already. The Oscar contenders were just announced, and it turns out 9 of the 20 acting nominations went to people of color, making it the most diverse field in Oscars history. They include the late Chadwick Boseman, who starred in Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and Steven Yeun from Minari, who is the first Asian American to pick up a Best Actor nomination. Also for the first time, 2 women have been nominated for Best Director. Overall, the film Mank is leading the field with the most nods. It has 10, including one for the coveted Best Picture Prize. The other Best Picture nominees are The Father, Judas and the Black Messiah, Minari, Nomadland, Sound of Metal, The Trial of Chicago 7, and Promising Young Woman. The Oscars are set to happen on April 25th. Hip-hop artist Drake is shaking up the pop music charts three times over. He's now the first artist ever to debut three new songs at the very top of the Billboard Hot 100 chart all at the same time. His songs What's Next, Wants and Needs, and Lemon Pepper Freestyle are numbers 1, 2, and 3 on the chart right now. Until this week, Olivia Rodrigo's song Driver's License has dominated for the last 8 weeks, but now Drake has bumped that song to number 4. Drake's full new album could drop at any time. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, thanks to our sponsor, Fitbod. You know that feeling when you don't really want to work out, but then once you get going, you're so happy you did? I know I do. Well, no matter how tough your fitness goals may seem, Fitbod helps you build and maintain the habit with a dynamic program that learns from past workouts and adjusts as you go. And I love that Fitbod gets it that not everyone's workout should look the same. Location, intensity, pace, it can all vary. But Fitbod creates a program based on your unique body, experience, and environment. I love that when I got some extra at-home workout equipment, I could just update the app and my workout program updated as well. Or when I needed to start taking it easy for a while, I can change the intensity settings too. The app has clear, easy-to-follow instructions for the exercises and even has HD video tutorials if needed. So build the momentum to carry your fitness journey through the rest of the year with Fitbod. Get 25% off a membership right now when you sign up at fitbod.me/newsworthy. That's 25% off your membership at fitbod.me/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. So today's trivia question is, what was the first state in the modern United States? You can answer this week's question in our quiz that we post to Instagram stories. Just find and follow us over on Instagram. We're at newsworthypod. As for last week's trivia question, what is the painting La Gioconda more usually known as? The answer is the Mona Lisa. It's probably the most famous painting in the world. It was created by Leonardo da Vinci more than 500 years ago. And to this day, people find it absolutely fascinating. It's hanging in the Louvre in Paris, and until the pandemic hit, thousands of people from all around the world would crowd around that one painting every day. One of Da Vinci's first biographers said the Mona Lisa depicts the wife of a silk and wool merchant named Francesco del Giocondo, and that's likely where the Italian name, La Gioconda, comes from. But her exact identity is still the subject of debate. Either way, the attention to detail in the painting is pretty remarkable. Art experts say it exemplifies Da Vinci's incredible patience as an artist, and it set the standard for all future portraits. Shout out to Brianna, Molly, Mario, Natalie, and everyone who played along on Instagram. All right, thank you so much for listening today and making the newsworthy part of your routine. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.